Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. The message is entitled Presence, and it's based on our gospel for today. There's a proverb that says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than a lot of treasure and turmoil. Now this reminds me of a recent event in our American history. At 8:36 p.m., a lightning bolt crashed down and knocked out a power station in Indian Point, New York. At 8:56, a second bolt knocked out another power station in Westchester County. And 3 minutes later, another one was knocked out by the yet a third lightning bolt in North Pleasant Valley. And would you believe it? At 9:27, even a fourth one knocked out another power station. At 9:41 p.m., all of New York City was gone. Now, in that mirror of darkness, I believe that our Lord showed us Americans something about ourselves. He saw how we looked in the dark. He saw the rampaging lawlessness and greed of human nature. He saw how thin the veil of civilization really is in our country. He saw that lurking just beneath the surface is lawlessness and greed and anarchy, held only in check by the light and the law. He saw in living color on TV, in magazines, just what sin has done to human nature, how corrupt it is. When we turn away from God and turn away from our fellow man, and look just upon ourselves, just what we want. Now, don't give me all of that. I don't want to hear all of that. If something like that happened here, I wouldn't be going out looting stores. I wouldn't be setting up shop and trying to sell all of the goods that I stole. But this does involve you and me. We must take a closer look at our lives. We must see what treasures we really trust in. Satan works doubly hard on Christians. He has the world by the tail. But he works doubly hard on you and me. He tries to get us to put our hearts in earthly treasure. And Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where does Satan come to you and me to put our trust? Is it in that bright new automobile that we sign and polish almost mercilessly? Is it in your wife? Is it in your husband? Your children? Is it in your fiance? Great plans that you have made? Is it in that slim, slim body that you have? Or that magnificent brain that you've got to this institution? Is it in being number one in your class or being number one in your school? The valedictorian. Is it being a great preacher and having people look at you and say, oh man, he ought to be underneath now, he's fantastic. Is it wanting to have a lot of power and be a big fish in the little Missouri Synod pond? All of these are real earthly treasures that tempt us. And Satan's lurking around every corner, trying to find a chink in our armor. He's trying to get you and me to turn our eyes away from Jesus. And if we try to fight him alone, we are doomed to failure. You might all remember Patsy Anderson, the manager of the now defunct Cincinnati Reds. He said an interesting thing this last week. He said, if you give 100 happy people a lot of money, in 5 years, 75 of them are going to come back totally messed up. Their thinking will be messed up. Their lives will be messed up. Their families will be broken. Now, I think that you can substitute anything for money, and I think you can even raise the percentage a little bit. If you put your trust in any earthly treasure, you are not going to be happy. Jesus said that the fool lays up treasures on earth and is not rich toward God. But then by human nature, by our nature, we are all fools. When we listen to the sly persuasions of Satan, we are fools. When we put anything else first in our lives before Jesus Christ, we are fools. But thank God that He loves fools. And God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners and fools, you might add, Christ died for us. Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Jesus knows. He has seen the entirety of history. He sees the transience of this life. He sees how all that we know now ends up in death and destruction. And He knows, and He sees the heavenly treasures, the incomparable beauties and the treasures of heaven, those treasures that will never pass away. Proverbs 8 is a fantastic chapter in the scripture. It used the pre-incarnate of Christ, the Word of God, being the wisdom of God. He is by His Father's side in all of creation, His master workman. He is begotten of the Father before all eternity, before all the world. He is His Father's delight, and He delights in His Father. And together they delight in their creation and in the sons of men. And He is the way of salvation. He is the truth of God. And He is the life eternal. And the Son of God left all of those treasures of heaven and came down to earth and emptied Himself and became a man, Jesus of Nazareth. He did that for your sin and for my sin. And I couldn't say it any better than Philippians 2. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as things to be grasped, but emptied Himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted Him, and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What a priceless treasure Jesus Christ is. He is the Creator of all men, rejected by them. He is the Maker of iron and wood, nailed to a cross. He is the delight of His Father, the Son of God, rejected by His Father, forsaken on the cross, suffering hell for you and me. He is the Lord of life, hanging in death. But thank God that he has raised up Jesus Christ from the grave, that he has put all things beneath his feet, that he lives in power and glory, and has given to you and to me the precious treasure of faith. The hidden treasure of God has been fully revealed in Jesus Christ. And now he calls you, and he calls me, to reveal this treasure, this precious treasure, to anyone that he can. You know, a person begins to look at his treasure from a different point of view. When you read Psalm 108, you find out that you have earned nothing, but everything comes from the Lord.